Here we go again, G-Head Jack shouted at the big screen over the bar at the pilot lounge the other night. Ladies' night, as it were. A new gimmick by John, the new owner, to attract more business. Or maybe to dilute the testosterone of the usual rowdy crowd. Near as I could see, it wasn't working. Not a lady in sight. Just a table of the South End Slammers, our women's roller derby queens. And if anyone called them ladies, God help them. They were mean mamas. Leave it at that. Jack was on his hind legs at the bar, beer glass clenched in a meaty fist, obviously more angry than usual. Now it's a new epidemic. Mpox, my monkey ass. It never ends. COVID, measles, AIDS, bird flu. What's the new one? The fever. Brenda at the slammer table said, dengue. Dengue fever. Makes your bones feel like they're breaking. She seemed to know this, maybe from the rinks, what that would feel like, I was betting. A couple of body blows at the cantilever turn, she probably knew firsthand. Jack turned his attention from the TV news report and considered her and her information. All I know, he said, maybe to Brenda, maybe to the rest of us swillers, the government wants you to put on masks again, get more of those weird vaccines, make us damn slaves. No news to us regulars. We'd had more than a few earfuls of Jihad's COVID conspiracy theories. But Brenda apparently hadn't. You think this stuff is all made up, fella? She asked with a slight smirk on her face. You're damn right they make it up. All just a master plan to scare the stupid sheep into doing whatever they're told. Brenda took a long, slow swig of her beer, burped loudly, and said, That's the most ignorant BS I've seen all week, and I work cleaning stables at the equestrian place north of Stanwood. Bullshit, horse pucks, it's all the same. Jihad could hardly believe his ears. If you weren't a woman, he started, but Brenda was out of her chair and up in his face before he could finish the sentence. Jack's a big blowhard, but, well, he's not a big man. Brenda had him by 4 inches and 20 pounds. Every breath in that bar was on hold for the 30 seconds it took Jack to see there was no winning hand here. Just stating an opinion, he finally squeaked out. Free country, you know. Brenda just grinned and patted him on the shoulder. Yes, it is, she said. But sometimes it pays to keep those to yourself. You know, if you don't mind. Jack said he didn't. Brenda said, thank you. And that, I suspect, was the last ladies' night we'll see at the Pilot House Lounge. Probably a government plot, but for what nefarious purpose, who knows? Other than Jack, certainly none of the rest of us boys.